Aloha Maui. I'm not in Maui, but the next best thing, and I am with the officials and friends and family from Maui. I've got three special guests here representing the Maui, the beautiful island of Maui, and Maui has a special place in my heart. It's where memories are made, and I have a special guest. Introduce yourself, Sherry.
Aloha. Sherry Duong, the new executive director for the Maui Visitors Bureau.
And welcome aboard. How long have you been the new executive director?
Very short timer, only since July 1st.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I know that there's so many things happening in Maui. Can you describe a few of the highlights that you're so excited about?
Sure. I think the biggest thing for us right now is we're very excited that the Residence Inn Wailea has just recently opened this year. As a matter of fact, it was just August 1st of this year. So very, very new. 200 all-suite property.
Okay. Yeah. So it's really different to have a Residence Inn there. It must be very upscale because I know Wailea. So describe some of the unique features here that are found in Wailea. I understand there's some suites and some beautiful offerings at the residence. And I have Charlene here. Charlene, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Charlene Ka'ohane. I'm born and raised in Hawaii. I reside on Maui now for 20 years. And I have the privilege of doing PR for the Maui Visitors Bureau.
I know Sherry's like share with me her excitement about the new residence. Residence Inn
okay. And Maui Wailea.
Okay, so tell us about some of the unique features that one can find there. I understand it's nothing like any other residence across the world, but this one's really unique and upscale in Maui.
Correct. So I didn't know, but there's over 800 Residence Inns across the world, I guess. Mm-hmm. So we're finally having one on Maui. And this one has 200 guest rooms. And of the 200 rooms, there are 32 rooms that are two bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And those rooms have a complete stove. The other guest rooms have the two burners. Mm-hmm. But all of them are either studios, one bedrooms, two bedrooms. Mm-hmm. It comes with complimentary breakfast for every guest. And there's a big, gigantic pool and beautiful ocean views. In the room that I visited, right outside of the window, there was a clear view of Molokini, which, I mean, it seemed like it was right out the window. But it was like clearly across, acres of land, but it was right in there.
I know that, when I was there last spring, there was, construction going on, and it's a pristine piece of property on top of a hill. So describe the views that one can experience there.
Okay, so the setting, if you're familiar with Maui, most of our resorts are along the beach. In this resort, there's a mountainside, which we refer to as Mauka. Mm-hmm. So this one is on the Mauka side. It's probably a 10-minute walk mm-hmm. from the property down to the beach. And within 5 minutes, they can be at the shops at Wailea, right, where we have amazing restaurants, mm-hmm. The famous Monkey Pod restaurant by Peter Merriman. Mm-hmm. The location's great. I mean, not everybody can be on the beach, but they're as close to the beach as you can get.
So you're really diversifying your portfolios of offerings. So it's really, really family-friendly. Your couples can come and just, have a couple's, stay as well as, family and friends as well. What are some of the other things in Maui that are happening that people can look forward to on their next trip there?
I think that one thing that keeps us as the number one island is the fact that all of our properties are constantly always refreshing, refurbishing, renovating, and stuff like that. So, for instance, our Wailea Marriott is undergoing right now $120 million renovation. That's going to be completed, I believe, towards the end of this year into next year. So, and I'm going to let Yvonne talk about her property. Yeah. She's doing a renovation at the beautiful Grand Wailea as well. She's got some exciting things that's happening over in the culinary department over in property as well.
Yeah, speaking of the culinary, I am so excited to finally meet you because you set us up with this beautiful restaurant. The views were magical. The food was amazing. And my mom, who was celebrating her 75th birthday, said it was the best meal of her life as well as the best scenery. And I think you called God and created this magical sunset because it was beyond amazing. So can you share with us some of the changes that are happening in that particular restaurant, which I can't say because it's way too long?
Well, it's a Hawaiian word.
And say it.
Humu humu nuku nuku apua'a.
Okay, so the next time I visit, I'm going to learn how to say it, and I'm going to say it in front of you.
And it's the Hawaiian state fish, but you can just say humu because that's what all the locals do.
So what's happening with humu? I understand that you're seeing some enhancements that are taking place, and so when is it going to be finished, and what can we look forward to?
Yeah, right now we're actually doing a refresh of the restaurant. It's 25 years old. It's been sitting on a saltwater lagoon, oceanfront. As you can imagine, it's a thatched roof. over the, it's like it's floating on the saltwater lagoon. You walk over a plank, a wooden little bridge to get into the restaurant. So we're really excited that we have an opportunity to refresh it and just sort of come in and redo the beautiful ohia wood that is no longer even available. So it's a special wood, thatched roofing. It's very Hawaiian, and we think it's what everybody thinks of when they come to Hawaii. It's right on the beach, beautiful sunsets. It's actually the most photographed area of the hotel. So we will be opening December 15th with a refresh, and it'll be new furniture, a little bit of contemporary, a little bit of voyaging influence, Polynesian voyaging, and a beautiful new menu from our chef, Mike LaFaro.
So can you describe some of the menu offerings that you know, mm-hmm. that you have on tap mm-hmm. for us?
So Chef Mike LaFaro, he was actually voted Maui's best chef this year mm-hmm. by his peers, and he's a waterman, which means he goes and spearfishes, mm-hmm. he loves to paddle canoe and fish, and you see all those influences on his menu. It is a seafood restaurant. So he is an adventurer as well. You'll see some uni on the menu, but you'll see mahi-mahi done in a very different and new way, and some wonderful other appetizers that are influenced by his love of the ocean.
Because I know that you mentioned that he's a fisherman. There's also like a foraging aspect of really finding unique ingredients that are homegrown, but then also are native to the islands as well. So can you kind of describe that whole concept and how that's being translated onto the menu?
Yeah, sure. He's a hunter, a gatherer. He really considers the ocean his hunting grounds, but he loves to fish and forage, I mean, hunt and gather. And he created a dinner out of that called Ka Malama Dinner, which then became a television show, Search Hawaii Television, and that's where food meets culture. And so what he's really done is he's found these amazing local ingredients literally in the valleys, in the oceans, in the backyards, and he's inspired by that to create beautiful new dishes.
And it's a beautiful storytelling, because I've actually watched the series online, and a huge congratulations, because it's an Emmy winner as well, so that's huge. So, you know, describe some of the other offerings that people can look forward to either at the Grand Wailea or elsewhere.
Okay, the wonderful thing about Maui is all these chefs are really friends, and they love to collaborate together. And they actually spend time together on their off days, hanging out, fishing, and they patronize each other's restaurants. So it's a great camaraderie of chefs. These are some young local chefs that are up and coming, and they're doing wonderful things with all the local ingredients, partnering with the farmers, but also working with the farmers to grow the produce that they want and they want to use that inspires their new dishes.
And, you know, for the first-time visitor to Maui, what are your favorite top three things to do? And I'm going to start off with you, Yvonne. What are the top three things that I must do while in Maui?
Jump in the ocean all the way, get your head wet, get under the ocean, and open your eyes and see how beautiful it is there. There's wonderful wildlife there. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Go hiking in the forest. Mm. Get away from the resorts and hike. And talk to a local. Get to know the culture and find out what it is that locals do.
And you, Charlene, what are your favorite must-do three items?
Okay. So I would agree with Yvonne. Definitely, I tell everybody to jump in the ocean. But I also love to tell people to go into Maui small towns. So it's easy to get from the resorts out for a half a day experience or a full day. And then that's where you can interact with locals. And then that's where we have some of our small hole-in-the-wall restaurants. So you get to see a lot of ethnic food that's a part of our multicultural heritage in Maui. And what else? Spas.
Spas. You're a girl after my own heart. So Maui is like so well known for all types of spas, but the most luxurious spas found there as well. So what is your favorite spa treatment?
Oh, spa treatments. You know, I've always thought I was a massage person, and I do love getting massages, but I'm very much into facials.
Love
the whole facial thing. Because, you know, we're getting older, and we got to pay attention to our skin.
And we need to pamper ourselves.
Yes.
So thank you so much. I'm talking with Charlene, Yvonne, and some of the others here at the Maui Visitors Bureau and the beautiful destinations that only Maui can offer. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Aloha.
Aloha.